Good morning. Another day in paradise. Here we are. Hour number two begins. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Vladimir Putin, not all that happy right now. The Sun out of the United Kingdom actually reporting that Blitz launched. Ukraine fires U.S. long-range missile into Russia for first time as Putin allows nuke response in huge World War III escalation. The Ukrainian army confirmed the Blitz, reportedly struck a military facility inside of Russia. And this is not a good thing. Hopefully, Trump is probably already on the phone, you know, using back channels to speak to both Zelensky and Putin, doing everything he can to simmer things down instead of escalating it. This is Joe Biden. This was a Biden move, giving these missiles to them late in the game, shall we say, 1,000 days into the war. They were asked for sooner. They may have made a difference then. Now they serve only to escalate. And Putin doesn't matter whether he's right or wrong. I mean, he's got access to the world's largest nuclear arsenal. That's not a good thing. It is not a good thing. And I think that that's another part of sort of the Joe Biden scorched earth. He was smiling like a Cheshire cat when she lost the election, when he was welcoming, you know, Trump into the White House, the Oval Office. But it's not like he wants Trump to displace his legacy. So Biden wants to hand over, I guess, a mess. Oh, let's see how Trump does with his hands really full right from the get-go. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. A little closer to home. Hey, congratulations to Senator Marco Rubio. I think he's a fantastic pick to be Secretary of State. I just think he we've had him on the air. I've spoken to him. His grasp of foreign policy, I believe it to be excellent. But here's the problem. As good as I think he's going to be, will we find somebody just as good to replace him in the Senate? Well, that is something that Governor Ron DeSantis is going to have to attempt to do. Quote, and we continue to gather names of additional candidates and conduct preliminary vetting. More extensive vetting and candidate interviews will be conducted over the next few weeks, with a selection likely made by the beginning of January. Listing must-have qualities for the next senator in the Sunshine State. Quote, Florida deserves a senator who will help President Trump deliver on his election mandate. Be strong on immigration and border security. Take on the entrenched bureaucracy and administrative state. Reverse the nation's fiscal decline. Be animated by conservative principles and a proven track record of results. Wow. That's a pretty tall order. I agree with, you know, what he's looking for. Will he find somebody that has all of that on their resume? I hope so. But I don't think that's going to be all that easy. Now, the big name, probably the biggest name that's been tossed around is Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara. And she did a great job as the co-chair of the RNC. Well, clearly she did a great job. Trump won in, well, it was a big win, a landslide win. And then if this is something I'm asked to do, he's referring to the folks that are kind of promoting Lara Trump. And he said, if it's something I'm asked to do, I would seriously consider it, but I have yet to hear from Governor DeSantis. Oh, that's Lara responding, I'm sorry, to the idea that, you know, she could be the pick. So we'll see what happens, Lara Trump said. And she was on with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Business. So Trump tapped Rubio. He made it, you know, the formal deal recently, and then look back at Rubio 2011. Oh my gosh, I was in Mark Mink's living room, and I got to meet this young and up and coming guy who was, you know, all excited to run for Senate. His name is Marco Rubio. He spoke to 24, 5-ish people, I think, in that home, had the time to go talk to those people in Mark's home. And I got to tell you, he wasn't using any cue cards or anything. He talked about, you know, son of immigrants. And, I mean, he laid it out. And I said, wow, I really like this guy. He probably won't win. That was my thought.
It's all on you.
So congratulations to him. And then now Governor DeSantis has work to do to try to replace him. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Terry, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering why no one has floated Ted Yoho for the replacement of Rubio.
His name may have. He may be on a list. But there's not going to be a lot of this public Laura Trump public because of, you know, being the president's daughter-in-law, incoming president. So, yeah, but Ted Yoho would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally agree with that.
Morning, Ted.
Yeah. Let's go to Pete. Good morning.
Morning. I want to talk about the missiles in Russia. There's a diplomatic strategy called brinkmanship. You can look it up on Wikipedia. And it's when two adversaries push and push and push against each other. They don't really want to fight a war, but neither side wants to give in. And the best example we have in our lifetime is the Cuban Missile Crisis back during the Kennedy administration. But Biden allowed the Ukrainians to launch that missile against Russia. And now Russia has to do something, and the pushback from Putin is this threat of escalation of his nuclear alert. Well, that's all well and good, but in most cases with the brinkmanship, people keep pushing and pushing until they're right on the edge, and then usually somebody steps in and calls for sanity. And I don't see any sanity coming out of the White House right now. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate that. Well, hence the word brinkmanship comes from, you know, they took us to the brink of World War III. Or in the case you use, they took us to the brink of nuclear war. But the brinksmanship was won by then John F. Kennedy. So, yeah, the brink.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we brought in Brinks, we'd be safer.
Who's Brinks?
Those trucks that run around, you know, see them in front of the bank.
Oh, with all the money inside?
Yeah, right.
That's funny, because when you say it, it doesn't, but yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Wow.
It was a stretch, you know.
Well, that's something I would normally stretch, and I would think it was very clever.
Hilarious,
so I must also.
Okay, so I get the nod? I do get the nod?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, good. Because if I didn't, it was going to bug me.
Greg, I thought you already knew that. You are brilliant, my friend.
Why, thank you. Thank
brilliant,
you.
I say. Hey, I'm going to give you the code word. We're going to do that after we do What's Bugging You, and that's coming up next. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Whatever's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. Call now. 97.3 The Sky.
What's bugging you?
What's wrong with this picture?
I'm really upset about it.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I, for one, am tired of it.
Call now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
Another beautiful day it's shaping up to be. Thanks for spending at least some of it with us. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It is 7:21, and it's your turn. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but feel free to call in now. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try again. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on?
Slim again, please call back. We can't hear you.
Bad cell.
Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is the local government. So does the city of Gainesville commissioners know something that we don't? Are they anticipating getting a huge windfall of money that they're going to redo Citizens Field, MLK Center, a fire station, and a pool. I mean, on the east side. Where are they going to get all this money? Aren't we already in debt? Don't they have a lot money set aside for the lawsuits so that they can win all these little GRU and at-large seats? I mean, it's ridiculous how much money they're spending.
Spend now, figure out how to pay for it later. Maybe some of that's grant money. Honestly, I do not know. We'll try to find out. Let's go to Rick. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
Good.
Hey, I'm calling about whenever the media starts talking about the illegal deportation that's going to cost billions of dollars. And there's always a response from our side, but no one ever responds in a way that makes people think, how many billions of dollars have we already spent letting them into the country and taking care of them for the last 4 years?
I think Trump made it clear. He didn't care how much it costs. So it doesn't matter what I or anybody else thinks. I just think it's a huge task. It's an overwhelming task. But, you know, I say start with the bad guys and we'll go from there.
And I think that's their plan. So, yeah.
And I have a story related to exactly that coming up in just a minute. But first, Tony, what's bugging you?
So this is not financial advice. I have a friend of mine, Bob, that plays the stock market. And he downloaded an app, which I will not name. But the app basically allows you to mimic or copy the other trades of somebody. Let's say if I wanted to copy the trades of Bob Rose, it would follow the buy and sell of Bob Rose. You got me?
Yeah.
This guy set his to do all this buy and sell for Paul and Nancy Pelosi. He's up 25%. He told me it's a steady money stream. That came out of his mouth. He said, I'm up 25% just because I'm mimicking Paul and Nancy Pelosi's stock and buy and sell trades. Have a good day, Bob.
Wow. And they won't even notice because they're trading at such a high level. I was thinking they were going to follow Warren Buffett. I heard that a couple of times they had gains of 42%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no inside information.
They're just really lucky.
Really lucky.
Or because she's a Catholic, yeah, they're really blessed.
Well, good Catholic, she says. But kill the babies.
I thought I was over the top, but you beat me again.
Sorry.
Mark, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Well, aside from apparently me needing to dust off my Geiger counter and gas mask, what's bugging me is I was down at a hotel in Central Florida last week, a major worldwide kind of almost monopoly chain, and all in their elevators are these little screens that say cash is no longer accepted as a form of payment at any point on the property. And these are gigantic resorts. Yet I'm holding a dollar bill in my hand that says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So they're in violation, basically, of not accepting a valid form of payment. That's bugging me.
That's a good point. I wonder if at some point this could come down to a court case or many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I'm not real happy about that. 877-975-9825. Please call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Gary. What's bugging you?
Yeah, well, there's two things, but the biggest one is, and I'm sorry I didn't call in about 2 weeks or a week ago, and you were talking about concealed carry permits, and that they need to have that permit be reciprocal all around the United States.
Right.
I'm sorry I disagree with you, because the Constitution and our Second Amendment gives us the right to carry wherever we are. We don't need a license for a right. You need a license only for a privilege, driver's license, fishing license, stuff like that, not a license to carry your gun.
Okay, so when you carry where legally you're not supposed to, even though the Constitution may be on your side, you'll spend a few nights in jail trying to figure that out. So what?
Absolutely, and I'm one of those guys that really doesn't give a damn, and I would do that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I can't argue with you because you are correct. I think it could be similar to maybe the income tax. What was the theory there? It never actually got ratified for Congress or something.
Don't try
On those grounds, Wesley Snipes found out the wrong way.
We'll go to jail.
So, from a principled standpoint, sir, you are absolutely correct. And if everybody decided to go along with you, then, maybe we could overcome all of that.
But obviously our discussion had to do with the laws and the things they've put in place that we typically have to deal with. But yeah, it's a very good point and very valid.
I'd like to get all of our rights back at once, but I can also be a patient man and say, look, if we can claw back what we can, and this reciprocation among states is a step in that direction, I'm going to take that. But all due respect to you, and of course, first of all, the Constitution.
Yeah.
You make a great point.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's willing to stand up and spend, you know, maybe some time behind bars to prove their point.
But brings attention to the issue.
My hat's off to you. And I hope it goes well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, I'll have a code word to win Rock the Country tickets. And also the Biden-Harris legacy, protecting criminal illegal aliens. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, national security advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7. The news station. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's another great day. It is what we make of it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I want to give you a chance to win tickets to, it's going to be another great show, Rock the Country.
Oh, man.
Yep. You've got Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, all coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. And we've got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to this two-day event, Rock the Country. Just text the word KID, K-I-D, to 20357. That's KID. Text 20357. Date and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. It's Rock the Country, a festival for we the people. And these tickets are going for face value, $139 a piece. So, you know, winning is like a $280 value. That's pretty good, and we're happy to do it. And so good luck on that,
nice.
Okay?
Yeah.
One more time, KID, K-I-D, text it to 20357, and then we will change that code word daily and give you another opportunity to be in the winning. So good luck. I like it. Everybody wants to leave a legacy. I think that every person should kind of consider what their legacy is going to be. There's lots of, I don't know, what would you call them, like self-improvement gurus and things like that, that say, okay, what do you want to be known for? If you died today, what would people say?
Right.
Okay, if you don't like what you think, if you're being honest, what might be said, then what are you going to do to overcome that? What are you going to do to change that? It's your legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the legacy of the Biden-Harris administration is going to be painfully clear. And we haven't even tasted the ramifications of this open border mess. Not even close.
No.
Sanctuary jurisdictions have protected more than 22,000 criminal illegal aliens from deportation.
Oh.
Since the start of the administration, this comes from federal data in the Center for Immigration Studies. January, look, you know the years. Anyway, they helped more than 22,000 illegal aliens evade deportation from the United States, despite ICE agents seeking to take them into custody. These are people who came here and did bad things, and they're being protected. Where does that make sense? Where does that make sense to anybody? Each declined detainer represents a deportable criminal alien who was released back into the community and given the opportunity to prey on more victims. Yep. This is unbelievable. Well, it's not unbelievable. It's very believable under this administration. During President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's first year in office, sanctuary jurisdictions kept 2,500 criminal illegals from being turned over to ICE. The following year, the number of ICE detainers that sanctuary jurisdictions refused to honor, then doubled to over 5,700.
Wow.
These are criminals. Mm. These are criminals. Not jaywalkers, okay? Not parking tickets. These are criminals.
Right.
In 2023, then, close to 8,000 ICE detainers were not honored. And so far this year, nearly 6,000 detainers not honored. So, time for the Trump administration to come in. This will be another thing they have to fix. But I want you to remember, Biden does worry about his legacy, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
That's his legacy. That you can point to and say, Joe Biden did that. Because
Absolutely.
He did it via executive order. Yeah. He owns it. And I mean owns it. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet, Skylines, and Shep, you're on the air.
Well, I got to tell you, when Governor Pritzker says that he will protect his sanctuary city, and when Tom Holman said, game on, I applauded. But more to the point, we've been dealing with this problem as long as I can remember, and we have the problem, and I know the liberals who monitor this station are going to hate it, we have the problem of anchor babies. The law says that any child born on U.S. soil, even if they are born of illegal immigrants, is a U.S. citizen. I don't agree with it, but the law is the law. Fine. The way I see it, if the parent of a child born on U.S. soil is an illegal immigrant, you deport the parents and you send the child with them. Why? Simply put, minor children belong with their parents. Now, when that child achieves the age of 18, he or she may freely come back across the border as a U.S. citizen. But in the meantime, minor children belong with their parents. And people scream at me. They say, you're talking about deporting U.S. citizens. I say, no, I am talking about deporting illegal aliens. And since they have minor children, those minor children belong with their parents. I will close by saying that if these parents can find a suitable relative or guardian in the United States to leave the children with, fine, that's okay. But I will say again, minor children belong with their parents. See you later, guys.
Oh, well, I mean, is it so far-fetched to say that, look, the country's been around for a few hundred years now? Maybe we need a change in that. It may have made perfect sense 100 or 200 years ago.
Well, when a lot of our founding people were from somewhere else.
Yes, so, yeah. And they were looking for an increase in population.
Right.
But now that might be an increase in population, there might be something necessary there. And we can use the open and close of a spigot type mechanism to allow people in and out as perceived to be needed. In other words, the birth rate, you know, you don't want it to go beyond the death rate. I mean, under it, because then it's a long story, but I think people kind of understand that. So why can't we, though, change the law and say, if you're here illegally and you have a child, we're not going to grant that child automatic U.S. status just because it's born on U.S. soil. Let's maybe mandate that one of the parents at least has to be an American citizen. Would that be what would you call that? Mean? Yeah, we're our own country. We get to make our own laws, put before, by, and of the people, not by the UN and what they think. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Kaffir Carol, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this anchor baby is supposedly based on the 14th Amendment after the Civil War, which was instated to make slaves and their children
legal
citizens,
yes,
of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that the Trump administration is looking at trying to alter that because it was never intended to have illegals come. It was meant for the slaves. So, yeah, I don't want the anchor babies to be holding these illegals here.
Yeah, no, and let's address that. Whatever the legal mechanism is, we should always, everything that comes up should be in the best entry, at the what's best for our country and
exactly.
our people.
Mm-hmm. Our
That's
interest.
How everything yep. should be looked at through that lens. We don't owe anybody anything else.
No.
Now, if you feel compelled to help others, nobody should stop you from going on missions, from giving to organizations, from going abroad and helping every single poor person you want. But it shouldn't be up to just an individual to say, yeah, I think we should let all these people in, because now it's not charitable. You're giving away other people's money, and that bothers us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jeff. You're on the air.
Yeah, letting criminal illegals into stay, Democrat governors do it all around the country. There's only one explanation for it. These people are pure evil, and that's it. Pure evil.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, what do we got, 7:44? Yeah. Oh. Jose Antonio Ibarra. He's the illegal alien accused of murdering 22-year-old Laken Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Remember for how long the left wouldn't even say her name? How could they? And also support the open borders, because reportedly it is confirmed that this guy Ibarra was a member of the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, and that's flourished now in the U.S. under Biden and Harris. He's currently on trial for the murder that happened in February in Athens, Georgia, while she was on a jog across the United States-Mexico border near El Paso, Texas, on September 8, 2022. DHS officials cited a lack of detention capacity as the reason Ibarra was awarded parole via Biden-Harris's parole pipeline and released into the United States interior. At the time of his apprehension near the border, more than 8,000 detention beds were available.
Wow.
So the excuse to say we didn't have detention facilities available or space
right.
is a lie.
What? Lie from our governments?
Yep. And they allowed this guy to go out among society and wow. murdered an absolutely beautiful young woman just in the very beginning, prime of beginning her adult life.
That is sad. That is sad. No excuse. He shouldn't
Happy
have
birthday, Paul Florence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course it would come on a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling.
Oh, perfect.
Mean,
yeah.
So is he going to get like a nice cake, or is the cake going to be sort of trashed out?
Oh, depends who gets to it first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a lot more, obviously, coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Yo, I'm not looking in the mirror. I'm talking about the weather. Okay,
wow.
I was doing a little bow.
That was your out loud voice.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Thank you for supporting us, for listening in, for hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Greg's got some love he wants to share when he was out looking for a battery.
Yeah, looking for a battery.
What is that?
A battery.
Has to do with bats?
No, a battery for the zero
battery.
Turn. You know, it held up really well. I've had it like, what, five years?
That is very good.
I know.
Did you have it on a trickle charge?
Not really, no.
That's almost miraculous.
I know, and it finally won't even jump or take a charge. So I went to get one. I was over at the Rural King, and you got to give them my information.
Do you need popcorn?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a reason to go to Rural
King. Thanks for bringing some in.
Just for the popcorn. Extra salt. Was checking out, and, you know, you get the whole thing where you can go get your get some more money back if you take the core back of your old one.
Yeah.
So they got to take your info and whatever. And I did all that, and the lady, who was very gracious, very just doing her job great, says, oh, by the way, I listen to you every morning on The Sky. I'm like, well, thank you very much.
Wow.
I'll let Bob know that Pam. So good morning, Pam, from Rural King. We appreciate
it. We love you, Pam.
We do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
That's nice.
So that's cool. And you hooked it up, and everything's good?
Oh, yeah. Cranked right up.
One less thing on Greg's
yes.
list, and trust me, folks, I hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
I hear about it. Right. His anxieties, yes. he'll go over constantly. Then I got to do this, 10:45. I got this at 11:15. I got
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
It's like, no wonder you're anxious. You time everything down to the 12 or 10 second mark.
Pretty much.
I mean,
yeah.
one traffic light, and it would blow his whole day.
Yeah.
And in Gainesville, you got to be careful because that could
true.
Happen.
My head could explode. Although, here's the issue with needing, not only needing the battery, you know, I've been power washing the the patio because we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. People will be there, and it needs it because it's
you
Florida.
You want to pretend like you're one of those neat and clean people.
No, but I couldn't move the mower because it wouldn't start. So I had to get a battery to start the mower so that I can move the mower so that then I can
there's a little release
washing.
That you can
I
pull
I figure there's probably
it.
Is one in there somewhere, but I'm like, I need
it's
the battery anyway.
Yeah. In the back, and it looks like a little L metal thing.
Oh,
you just
yeah,
pull
yeah,
it
yeah.
and it releases it.
Yep.
But it's still heavy. It's not that easy to push.
So I thought I'll just get the battery and crank it up and go.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. That's my
story. And it's not like you can get a truck in your backyard to drag the mower.
Not so much, no.
Yes, that's off the table. Sometimes you just got to breathe and appreciate what we have. Counter blessings is a term we use. But Americans under the age of 40 are becoming less religious. This is a new Rasmussen Report survey, and I don't know that this is shocking. I think this is a pretty long-term trend, isn't it?
It has been, unfortunately.
Let me give you the info, and then I'm going to tell you. Less than half of young Americans say they are religious, including 17% who say they're very religious, but less than half, 48%. The number of under 40 adults who are very religious has declined from 20% 2 years ago. By comparison, 81% of those 65 and older consider themselves religious, including 35% consider themselves very religious. Survey found more men than women say they are religious. I'm surprised by that. 61 to 57. Isn't it often the scenario where, you know, the good wife kind of drags her husband kicking and screaming to, come on, it's
sure,
Sunday,
yeah.
let's go.
Yeah. Or takes the kids while he's still sleeping in or whatever. So, yeah.
And you've got women under 40, the most likely to say they're not at all religious.
Wow.
So, yeah, this, but here's the good news, I think. I think that trend is about to reverse itself. We've seen some more conservative thoughts and ideals coming from the younger generation already. So there's already sort of a sea change there, I feel like. And then the other ones are now coming of age where they have seen this changes and, you know, what many curriculum and school systems put into your head. They're going to begin to understand the influences within your brain from things like social media and TikTok, etc. And I think they're going to experiment with drugs and alcohol and sex, frankly. And I think that they more and more are going to come to realize that it doesn't fill the hole. It doesn't fill the void. And as they begin to age, they're going to meet more and more people who appear to have some level of joy, and you wonder what their secret is. And you think, well, of course they're happy. You know, they've got money in the bank. Or they've got a great relationship with their significant other or whatever. And those things probably are true. But ask them. Ask them. What's the secret? What do you attribute to your whatever success in life? And maybe also, I think the trend will change where we won't necessarily measure success the same way that we probably have in the past, which for a lot of us is, you know, monetary goals and attainment of stuff. And I'm very aware of that, guilty of that. But I've also come through time and obstacles to realize that, you know, success has more to do with achieving some level of joy, doing for others, and I think really importantly, knowing that your children, you know, your true legacy, are turning out, you know, to be good and decent.
Yeah.
So I think that there is going to be a real change here in young Americans, and I think you're going to see a revival. Strong word, but I stand behind it. 97.3 The Sky, more to come. Hang on.